Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow today, and I'm excited about this particular lesson. Once again, we're looking at the sons of Jacob in Genesis chapter 49. We're now looking at Gad, and verse 19 it's a short verse, but there's just something very encouraging about the passage. You'll understand what I mean after I read it. It says, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. So Jacob has all of his boys together. He's been speaking to each one individually. And now he comes to Gad, and he doesn't say a lot, but what he says has to be encouraging. And as we consider this, I want us to consider a few things about Gad. He's the seventh son of Jacob, born from Zilpah, the handmaid of Leah. Leah gave him his name, and it means a troop cometh, or a band of soldiers. Of course, she now has seven sons. Jacob uses his name and prophesies about his future failure and then victory. Now, this prophecy could represent the nation of Israel as they would be overcome, but in the end, during the millennial reign of Christ, they would overcome. You know, it could also be a messianic promise or representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he would be overcome on the cross, at least in the eyes of men, but he would overcome 3 days later when he conquered death and the grave. Now, the message Jacob is sending Gad is this. I'll give it to you. It's threefold in my mind. Number one, it's not how you start, but how you finish that counts. Once again, the passage says, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. You know, Samson failed in many areas, and he paid a high price for his failure. But in the end of Samson's life, he overcame and conquered his enemies. He actually did more in his death for the deliverance of his people than he did in his lifetime. Jacob himself did not have a good start when it came to his life and his faith, but he finishes well. People are remembered more for how they finish than how they start. This is an old football game to some of you, but some of us remember it like it was yesterday. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, it's disappointing. If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, it's pretty exciting. Back when San Francisco was first coming on the scene, Joe Montana was still a relatively new quarterback, and they were facing the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. The game was at the end. Dallas had the lead. All they had to do was shut down San Francisco for about a minute and a half, and the game was over, and Dallas would go into the Super Bowl. San Francisco at this time had not been to the Super Bowl, and San Francisco had 1 minute and about and some change to get to the end zone or to get to where they could get to a field goal. Actually, they had to get a touchdown to win. Well, they advanced the ball, and they got to the point where there was only time enough for one play left. And the very last play of the game, Joe Montana backs up, he's got to pass it, and Dwight Clark, jumps up a mile high in the end zone, grabs a pass from Joe Montana, and the 49ers win the game in the final seconds. All game long, they were losing. Dallas was the favored team. But it's not how you start, but how you finish that counts. So number one, as we consider this passage here, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. The first lesson I learn is, it's not how you start, but how you finish that counts. Number two, have faith God gave you a promise. Do you realize, as long as you're alive, Christ hasn't given up on you? If you've failed, if you've fallen, you've gotten into sin, you're overwhelmed with guilt, God has not given up on you. You can still overcome. You can still confess and forsake. You can get back up. The reality is this. Romans 8, 31, 37, the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 12, 21 tells us this. It says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 8, 31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Philippians 4, 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. 1 John 4, 4 says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I heard an old preacher say this. He said, the lion that is within you is greater than the lion that is after you. We need to have faith in God. John 15, 5, we need Jesus. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. This is a promise. God wants you to have victory more than you want it. Jesus said in John 10, 10, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 tells us, faith is the victory that overcometh the world. And this is the victory, even our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't quote that correctly, but that is in essence what it says. Our God does not give up on us as quick as others give up on us, even ourselves. Psalms 37, 23 and 24, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, though he fall. He shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I mean, that's a promise. God hasn't let go of you. You may have failed. You may have floundered. You may have given in to a temptation, and now you just threw in the towel, and you feel like waving the white flag of surrender, and you don't even want to serve the Lord. You're ashamed. Friend, confess it, forsake it, and look to the Lord. Our God is a God of second chances. I love that passage in Jonah, chapter 3, verse 1. You know, after Jonah had been swallowed by the whale, and he sings a song of praise and repentance in that time while he's in the whale. We read about it in Jonah chapter 2. And then, at the very end, the Bible tells us the whale vomits him out. And while he's laying on the shore, wiping off all the nonsense, the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came a second time to Jonah. Maybe God's speaking to you right now a second time. Might be a third or fourth, but he's not giving up on you. The third thing I gather from this is just don't quit. Don't quit. Proverbs 24, 16, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Micah 7, 8, the Bible tells us, rejoice not over me, mine enemy, when I fall, for I will arise. You won't overcome if you don't try. 2 Timothy 2, 3 says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Galatians 6, 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Job, don't give up. God has a double blessing for you in the end. Abraham, don't give up. God has a child he wants to give you that he's going to establish a nation with by the name of Isaac. Peter, don't give up. There's a Pentecost coming. Paul, Silas, don't give up. The Philippian jailer still might get saved. Friend, I'm here to tell you that if you will stay faithful during the test, you get to enjoy the best. You may flounder, you may fall, but you don't have to be defeated. You don't have to lose. It's not how we finish. It's not how we start, but how we finish that counts. I'll say this in closing. There is no successful Christian who you and I would deem successful who has not floundered and fallen and failed. No, they're only successful because they got up one more time. They didn't quit. And that can be your testimony too. God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic day.